Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It's official. Cardinal Dolan will be stepping down as Archbishop of New York in February, and his replacement, chosen by Pope Leo, is from Leo's home state of Illinois. Our Juliet Papa is at St. Patrick's Cathedral. She joins us live now with the latest.
That's right, Linda. And Ron Hicks, that's how he introduced himself, simply that way, takes over officially February 6th as the pastoral leader of this archdiocese. He only met Pope Leo a year ago, even though their families live just blocks from each other near Chicago, and he said he's proud to follow in his pastoral footsteps. Hicks speaks Spanish and says the Latino community is close to his heart as they comprise a large segment of this archdiocese. He said he's visited New York 10 times previously, loves the vibrancy, diversity, and he says he's ready to get to work. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
One person has died and four people were injured, including a firefighter, in a fire that broke out early this morning in Queens. The fire breaking out on the first floor of the apartment building on 80th Street near Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights. It happened just after 5 this morning. One person was pronounced dead at the scene. The other four were treated for minor injuries. The cause of that fire still under investigation. Well, after Mayor-elect Mamdani's win in the mayor's race, Republicans on Staten Island weren't too happy with that choice. Well, now a group of those Republicans are talking about Staten Island seceding from New York City.
Vito Fisella, borough president of what many residents here call the Forgotten Borough. He tells 1010 Winds they have to consider seceding. Now, why?
There are concerns about public safety and what will happen. There's always a concern about taxes and the services we get in return. So there's a real and palpable sense that secession might be the long-term solution for the people of Staten Island, and I think they deserve to have that conversation.
In Zoran Mamdani's big win last month, only 23% of Staten Islanders voted for him. Could a Staten Island Declaration of Independence be part of the America 250 celebrations in 2026? We'll see. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is asking for help finding the two muggers who have been targeting women in Brooklyn in a string of robberies since Thanksgiving weekend. The muggings happening mostly in Bed-Stuy, East New York, and Highland Park. The two men usually approach a woman who is alone, push her to the ground, and take off with her purse, cell phone, and other belongings. None of the victims, luckily, were injured in these muggings. We have pictures of the suspects on our social media at 1010 Winds. Police are asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. The city council is moving to create a new agency focused on mental health emergencies. A bill being introduced today would set up a Department of Community Safety, sending trained mental health teams, not police, to some 911 calls. It's a key part of Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's public safety plan and already has support from more than 24 council members who say that police are being asked to handle too many situations that aren't criminal. The proposal would come with roughly a $1 billion annual budget. Much of that, though, would be shifted from existing programs. If it's approved, the agency would launch after Mamdani takes over office in January. A 15-month-old baby is in the hospital this morning after being hurt in a fire inside a Bronx apartment. FDNY says flames broke out around 10 last night on Anderson Avenue in Highbridge. The baby suffered smoke inhalation and some burns and was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. The baby now is said to be in stable condition, but there's still no word yet on what caused that fire. The cause still under investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.